In a letter to GPs last week, the HSE informed them that the physiotherapy department was working at 40% capacity, with only two of five physiotherapists in position at the moment, and that waiting lists currently stand at 8 months and are expected to grow to 12 months, and that there's no kind of solution in sight, despite the lifting of the recruitment embargo by the HSE, and that they don't expect the situation to improve until July or August of next year, which obviously leaves the physiotherapists that are in post, who are doing excellent work, in a very difficult and stressful position. And it obviously also leaves patients at a huge disadvantage across Donegal.
Do questions not need to be asked then over the apparent lack of urgency, as you pointed out, that the situation doesn't seem like it's going to be resolved until next summer, despite that recruitment embargo being lifted?
Absolutely. I mean, we have to ask the question, where is the urgency around this? And the recruitment embargo has been allegedly lifted. Is that just government spin? It seems to be the case that it is that, if there isn't actually a trickle-down which benefits services being provided for patients across the county of Donegal. And this is just another example of vacancies at Letterkenny University Hospital that have been left to languish without being filled, which has adverse effects on patients. Delays in accessing physiotherapy affects obviously pain management, mobility, but also mental health, and can cause readmission into hospital. The model that we have been presented with by this government over the past few terms is slantry care, and it's about moving care into the community to keep people out of hospital. But everything that we have seen lately from Letterkenny University Hospital has been contrary to this model.